April 6th marked the 22nd anniversary of the assassination of Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana and Burundian President Cyprien Ntaryamira. The assassinations were widely believed to have triggered the ethnic bloodletting known as the Rwandan genocide. In Rwanda, the event is officially the genocide against the Tutsi, despite evidence that hundreds of thousands of Hutu people also died. Tutsi governments in Rwanda and Burundi have been allies of the West, and Western officialdom has therefore found it convenient to identify Rwandan and Burundi Tutsis as the victims in both countries. KPFA's Anne Garrison spoke to Burundian American Lebeni Tazira, whose voice is frequently heard on CIUT Toronto's Taylor Report.
Lebeni, April 6th was the 22nd anniversary of the assassination of two Hutu presidents, Rwanda's Juvenal Habyarimana and Burundi's Cyprien Ntaryamira. Can you tell us about the significance of this event in the region's history?
Yes, I can, but as a Burundian, I can give it more on the angle coming from a Burundian. What we saw was not just assassination of Cyprien Ntaryamira, because a few months before, another Hutu president, Melchior Ndadaye, was also assassinated. So to Burundi was the second hit, and we know very much what happened after the first chaos all over Burundi. And in neighboring Rwanda, the people there had seen what happened in Burundi with the killing of Ndadaye, and they were watching closely. Remember, we're very close neighbors. When someone shouts from one country, you can hear him in the other country. And so by the time the plane was gunned down in Kigali, I think the population reacted even more aggressive than in Burundi. And so it wasn't just a plane that was shot down on that specific date. I think there was some history before that where the killing of Melchior Ndadaye, another Hutu president, caused a lot of insecurity in the region.
Okay, that was October 21st, 1993, about 6 months before the assassination of the two Hutu presidents in Rwanda, the Rwandan president and the Burundian president who had succeeded the assassinated Burundian president Melchior Ndadaye.
Yes, and here's how the region looked like. In Burundi, President Melchior Ndadaye was assassinated by Buyoya's Tutsi military. Buyoya was the previous president, and he had a military that was 100% Tutsi. They came to his house one night and killed him, and killed most of his government. And a few survived, and were able to create a rebellion. But next door in Rwanda, they were in the middle of a war against a Tutsi rebellion. And so I believe the Rwandans were watching Burundians what's going on. Once they killed the president, you had a lot of destabilization. Then you had military people going into villages and just massacring people. And so you had so many, hundreds of thousands. We had up to 1.5 million refugees going into Tanzania, in Congo, in Rwanda. And so the Rwandans saw that happen in Burundi, how ruthless the military had been on the people.
Rwandans had seen first the assassination of a Hutu president, followed by the massacre of hundreds of thousands of Hutus and hundreds of thousands of Hutu refugees fleeing into Rwanda, Tanzania, Congo?
Yes. Actually, it was up to 1.5 million. After that, you had the downing of their own president. So that was actually the beginning of the whole region, say, blowing up.
And that was Burundian-American commentator Lebeni Tazira. The assassination of three Hutu presidents posed an existential threat to Rwandan and Burundian Hutus, much as an assassination of President Obama, were such an event to occur, would pose an existential threat to Black Americans, whether they are among the current president's admirers or not. As the African Great Lakes region, in Tazira's words, blew up, hundreds of thousands died in the Rwandan genocide, 2 million Rwandan Hutus fled into the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Rwanda, Uganda, and Burundi invaded the Congo, and millions of refugees and Congolese people died in the ensuing Congo wars, and Congo's immense resources were ruthlessly plundered. At the same time, Burundi suffered a brutal civil war from 1993 to 2005. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.